It takes care, it gives me the intended. Shemosulay Maftechas Aprimis, they gave him the inside keys to the inside door, or Maftechas Achitzainis Lay Mosuloy. But they didn't give him the outside key to the outside door. It's not worth anything, you can't get in. If you have the inside key, if you don't have the outside key, you can't get to the inside. It's not worth anything. Shrash Yiras Hashem Daima Lipsochim Chitzainim, outside doors. Shederech Lem Nichnosin Lipnimim. Kach Emir in Yirei Hashem Hu Nasechorad Lishma Velasis. If you have the Midah Yiras Hashem, then you go into learning Torah to keep the Torah. V'yimla v'ena chashta terasa. If you don't have Yiras Hashem, you're not going to listen to the Torah. You'll never get into the pnimis of the learning Torah. V'hai ayel, how can he go inside? He can't get in without Rashi. V'hai ayel, b'yeze pesach nichnas lifteich es pnimim. How can he get inside to open the inside door if he doesn't have the key to the outside door? It's not worth anything. Machriz Rabbi Yanai, chaval al delesle. It's chaval. It's oivrei to somebody delesle darta. He doesn't have a backyard over Torah, with Torah the darta of it, and he's making a fence. He's making a gate, a door for the backyard. What are you making the door for? Same thing. I said, if you're learning Torah and you don't have Yiras Hashem, you're like it's no good. Amar Rav Yehuda, loy bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu esalomoy elikidei sheyirum lefonov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world with the tachlis that people should have yira from Hashem. Shenema the pasuk says in Kehelis, v'lokim osa sheyirum lefonov. Hashem made the world today. People should have Yiras Hashem. That's what Hashem wants. Yiras Hashem. It says the pasuk, Moshal Mekecha Shom Yimoch Kim liyiras Hashem Lekecha. Rabbi Simon Rabbi Loza have a yasvid. They were sitting down. Cholav v'yozel Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. So Rabbi Yaakov Aracha walked in front of him. Omel echad l'chavre is one Rabbi Simon said to Rabbi Loza, Neko, let's stand up. Mekame de gavro d'cho chatoin. Let's stand up in front of this Rabbi Yaakov Aracha because he's Yirei Shemayim. He's Yirei Chet. No. Omel Eidos, the other one answered back, let's stand up for him but for a different reason. Neku Mekamei the Gafa Bar Reino. Not that he's Yirei Hashem, but he's a big Talmud Chochem. He's a Bar Reino. He's a Bar Torah. That's why we should stand up for him. Omalei. So the other one answered back, no. Aminu Lecho Ano the Gafa Decho Chatoinu. I'm telling you, he has a bigger Milo. He has a Milo. Masho says not only the Talmud Chochem, he's also Yirei Hashem. V'yamar Toli Ad Bar Reino. And you're only telling me just time he's a Bar Reino. He learns Torah. He's my Mida, my Zach is a bigger Inyan. Mashal brings down that Rashi says other places that the whole Indian of Torah is today to learn how to be Yirei Hashem. Right, the maskona, the toughness of the Torah is to be Yirei Hashem. So, Mela, that was a bigger madrega. This person was a Yirei Hashem. So, more this time, I'll bring you right. The Reb Lezer, the Yoma, the Gavro, the Chal Chatoinu. It was Reb Lezer that was the one that said that the reason why we'll stand up for him because he was a Yirei Hashem, Yirei Chet. The Yom Reb Yechinen, Mishum Reb Lezer. Ein lo la kodesh baruch hu bi'olomai. Kodesh baruch hu only has in this world el yirah shemayim bavad. That's the ikka thing that Hashem likes in this world is yirah shemayim. Shenem ma the posig says v'ato yisrael mo Hashem lekev v'shol mimach. And often the posig, what does Hashem ask from us? Ki yim li yirah, only to have yirah Hashem. That's what Hashem wants. Uksiv, another posig says niyav v'yayim li yod, and tell a person hein yirah Hashem hi chokma. He's hein, well soon say hein means one. The one thing, Yiras Hashem, that's called Chochmah. Shekein Beloshin Yevoni, in Greek, they say, currently Achas Hein. It's the Stein. Achas means Hein. So it says Hein means Achas. What's the Yiras Hashem? That's called Chochmah. Means that the Chochmah of Torah is to come to teach you how to be Yirei Hashem. It's the Stein. That Reb Lezer is the one that was Machshev Moor, a Yirei Hashem. So Nels Momasav Reb Lezer said, let's stand up for him because he was Yirei Shemayim. That was a bigger Madrega. Rashi, hein yiras Hashem, yichidoi hi, ha yira boilu. That's the one thing. Well, the son of Baal Musa say that some people say to learn Musa is not Torah. As he had often the Gemara said, not like that, fakir. He's hein yiras Hashem, hi chokhma. What is learning Torah? That's also yiras Hashem, that's also Musa. Hey, learning Musa is also called learning Torah. Because the whole yisayda Torah is to know what the Rosh Hashem is. What's the mitzvahs? We want to know what Hashem wants us to do, and the lavma, what we're not supposed to do. So learning Musa, that's telling you a whole day what you're supposed to do, what not you're supposed to do. It's midas taiva, it's that. So teaching you what you're supposed to do, what is the Rotzon Hashem? Yeah. There's another, the famous Nefesh Shachayim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he says that the Torah calls Yiras Hashem an Oitzer. It's called Hein Oitzer. Pen Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzoroi. That's the Oitzor of Hashem. So he learns the Pshat is that Torah is in Shemayim, and Hashem gave it to us. And all the Torah we learn comes from Hashem. Really, Hashem wants to give us as much as possible. But the Pshat is, you have to have an Oitzor, you have to have a warehouse where you can put Tfur into. As the bigger the warehouse is, the more Tfur, the more grain you can put into the warehouse. So Hashem wants to give us Torah, because we have to be a base kibbutz, an Oitzor, to be Mekabalit. What builds up our Oitzor that we can be Mekabalit Torah? That's Yiras Shamayim. As the more Yiras Shamayim we have, the bigger our Oitzor is, the warehouse, the male, the more Torah Hashem can put into us. But the Gemara says, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Nachliel, even Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was called a Matana. Hashem gave it to him as a Matana. Alachas kamo v'kam os, but it's only a Matana. Dorish Rav Ula, Maidich said what the Pasuk says, Al Tir Shaharbe, don't be a big Rosh. Harbe hu delo lisha, or not lisha, it's mashma, just a big Rosh you shouldn't be, but a little Rosh you could be. What's Pshat? Ella, it means mi she'ochel shum v'reichu noidiv. Somebody ate garlic and his arm is smelling pretty bad. Is yachs is a svara. Yachs of yechel shum should he go again and eat garlic? Acher v'yereichu noidiv and it'll smell much longer. Whereas the pshat is that even if you did one chet, don't think I did a chet, I'm a rasha, I might as well do more chatayim also. No, you did one stop, don't do more. You do more, it's really worse off. Rashi, mi shachol shum reichu noidev. Piruk is a teretz. Kleimar, hochi kamakro. Im roshat tomat, if you did a little chet, al taisav al reshecha, don't do more chatoim. Te mi shachol shum reichu noidev, you ate garlic and you start to smell. Kvalach avrech, if your friends smell you. Klum yachsav yechol oid acha, should you go and eat more garlic now? Vi ye noidev yoislez man orach, you just smell longer this way. Avadi, you should stop eating garlic. Here also, you did one chet, there's no chet to do another chet. My dichsev, what the Pasuk says, say, Rava, Dorash Rava Bar Ula. My Dixiv, what the Pasuk say? Ki ain Chartsuvois Lamoisim. There's no Chartsuvois for dead people. Uvari Ulam. And they mamash stark like an Ulam at a big building. Omar Kodesh Borchu. Loidayin L'Rishoyim. It's not dead enough for the Rishoyim. She'enam Charedim. They're not afraid. V'yatsovim Yom HaMisa. They're not afraid of the Yom HaMisa. Ela Shalivam Bori Lehem Kulam. But the Rishoyim, when they do the Chatoyim, the mamash do a stark. Like a big ulam, like a big building. It doesn't bother them. Behind the Yom HaRov, that's what Rabbi said. Ma'idik Sil, what's the Pasuk say? Zer darkom ksil, lomoy, yoidim, that this is the derech of a ksil. It means yoidim rishoyim shadarkom lamisa. The rishoyim know they're doing chatorim, they're going to get misa for it. Or v'yesh lem chelav aksolim, still they have fat on their sides. I mean, still they do the chatoyim. Shem atoyim mashichrahim mehem. Maybe when they do the chatoyim, they're forgetting they're doing the chatoyim. They're forgetting about the misam. Tamuloyim anayin v'yachrayim b'fiyam yitzusela. At the end, they're still going to be masking what they did. Because rishoyim is such a midah that even when they're doing the rishis, they'll know they get misa, still they do it. Rashi kulam shepischoy pasuach ruach, a big open a door. Zer darkam leomunay ksiv kibam b'teim leilam dainu kfura. The hodak siv zer darkam ksil lama klemar yoidim heim rishoyim no shezu darkam that derech is tend up to tamisa avu ksil lama kliyaseim mechufim bechelbam meheshim kliyaseim. There's the fats.
What's the touch
for tzuvah? This Rashi says. This Rashi.
Yeah, charedim b'atzavim.
Where's the Rashi again? For the book. Yeah, right. Good. It's good. The Gisa, we had the Gemara in Brachas that says that Loilam Yargizodom Yetzet Toiv Al Yetzet Hora. You're supposed to work on yourself. And if you see the Yetzet is so big, the last Midah was Yaskul Yem HaMisa. You're supposed to remember the Yem HaMisa, that the Mal, that's supposed to make you Chorot. And the Mashur says the Pshat is you're supposed to know that what the Yetzet wants to do to you is to bring it to Yem HaMisa. He wants to kill you. All his eitzes of telling you to do the chatoyim is only there to bring you the misa. So a normal person, you think about that, you stop doing chatoyim. But I said, you're such a big risha that in order to be reduce such rishas, you don't care about the yom misa. But the kachas halaner, back to the Mishnah said, what about you putting out the fire? Because kachas halaner, if you have this lamp, the lamp is about to burn up, so you want to put out the fire just to preserve the lamp, or else you want to preserve the wick, or else you want to preserve the shemen. So you had a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakam said Yechayiv. And that was Reb Yehuda's shita that Amlocha Shein Tzurich Lagufa is Chayiv Olof. Reb Yossi pointed. Reb Yossi said, no, you stand put out the fire just to save the oil or save the wick, you potter. So Pasha goes like Reb Shimon, that the Malacha Shein Tzurich Lagufa, and therefore you potter Midiraisa. Now, where the case you have, according to Reb Yossi, he says, Chutz min apsilo, only if you have a wick burning, and you're putting out the wick day to make the wick burn better later on, then you chayiv with neishuay sepechim. That makes like a coal, it's good to use next time. We'll see now what's trying to be. So the Mara Yosi for the Mara, we have Yosi commands Rule. Who does Rabbi Yosi hold like whether a mlocha shein tzrich legufon? By putting out this fire, you do not need the guf of the mlocha of the kibui. You're just putting it out today to be able to save the oil or save the wick. Is he Reb Yudis Rulei? If Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yuda, that's still Yechayiv. Obviously, after the Bahanach Naim of the Chayiv. Why does he say Yepoter if you put out the fire just to save the oil? Yepoter, why Yepoter? You're putting out fire. That's the Malacha. You don't need the goof of the Malacha putting out the fire. You're just doing it to save the oil. But according to Reb Yudis Yechayiv, so why does Reb Yosi say Yepoter? Elamai Reb Yosi can't hold like Reb Yuda. Elamai Vik Reb Shimon Rulei. Elamai holds like Reb Shimon. That has called them locha shein tzrich legufon. You do not need the guf for the putting out the fire. You're just doing it for a different purpose, saving something else. There's a kashrut when you put out the wick. Also, the havamina was you start putting out the wick just to save it, not to make the wick better. That next time will burn better. But the havamina is time you have a nice long wick and you want to put it out now. Today, time not to use up the wick. You use it again next time. So the purpose of putting it out is just to save the wick, not for the purpose of putting out the fire. So it's also Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. So it's a kasha, if you have Yosi holds like Reb Shimon, why are you chayiv by Psila? For the Gemara, Psila Nami Lifter. You should also be potter by Psila. Rashi, Afilu Psila Nami Lifter. The chasal of Psila, the Havamina is, he's just putting out the wick because he doesn't want to use up the wick. Nami ain't Tzricha Mlocha Lagufa. You don't need the goof of putting out the fire. The mloch ainu kibui. What is the mloch here? You're putting out the fire. The kibu atzma ain't a tzarech loy. The emesin, you don't need this putting out the fire right now. The yim loy huvera meyolim, if it wouldn't be burning altogether, have an ichle. You'd be much better off if it wouldn't be burning altogether. Your purpose right now is just that it should stop burning. You don't want to save the wick. So if it wouldn't be burning altogether and you wouldn't have to put it out, you'd also be nicha. In mitchil huvera, if it was done before. Hail the chasale, ki ispe tvei hu nichale bo. Faket, your purpose is that you want to have a longer wick to use next time. So now by putting out, the melecha keep itself, you don't want that melecha. So why yichayif? Omar Ula, that's the two truths now. Omar Ula, lu yoylam krab yudis rule. I'll tell you, Rab Yosi tak old like Rab Yuda, that as far as the melecha shein tzrich legufa, still yichayif. So drashi lu yoylam krab yudis rule. The mishum ain't tzrich legufa loy mifter. You're not potter of that. Why? Putting out this fire, you're doing it for a purpose. You need it for some reason. It's for davar acher. Why are you putting out the fire? Because you want to save the oil. You want to save the wick. According to Yehuda, that's also called a melacha that you need yichayiv. That's called melachas machshevasu. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to put out the fire for needing the purpose of the putting out the fire. If you don't know, even though you're doing it for another purpose, but if you're doing it for some purpose, it's called a melacha machshava, melachas machshavas. V'chi mechava lo mishum chaisa de shemen v'ner. Like b'zoi, with shrenau. If Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yosi, if Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yuda, why did he say if you put out the fire for the purpose of saving the oil or saving the wick, why you potter? You should be chayiv. So if Rashi, let's see the Gemara first. Yolam Krab Yudis Rulei. Oksava Reb Yosi holds Seiser Almanas Livnois. There's another shayla about. There's a called, this Moloch of Kibri is called the Kilkul. It's called you being a Kalkul here. You're like ruining something. The same thing like the Melech Seiser. You're like ruining the, you're like breaking down a building. So he holds, when you chai for the Melech Seiser in the Mishkan, Sony Seiser Almanas Livnois bin Koimoi. Heavy Seiser. If you break down the building here, Almanas to build up the building again in the same place, that's called the Melech Estiri Yechayiv. Of Almanas Livnois Shleibim Koimoi, Loi Heavy Seiser. Now the Torah says there's another concern here by Kibui. Kibui is called the Kilkul. Really, you're ruining something. Now you have fire. By putting out fire, you're ruining the fire. The same way if you have a building and you knock down the building. So being soiser, knocking down the building is really called a kilkul. Why you chayiv from lecha soiser? The pshat is because why you knocking down the building? I'm not sure you want to build the building up again nicer. So really the only way to build a nicer building is by knocking down the old building. So therefore knocking down the old building is called like a tikkun kedei to build the bigger building. Now Yosef holds is only chayiv if you soiser knock down this building, I'm not to build it up in the same place. You want to build it up right here, that's called like right now you're being misakin. Mashen can hear the same thing this kibui. If you're putting out the wick, kidei to make it burn in the same place again, that's called the kibui almanas livnos. So therefore, if you're putting out the wick, almanas to save the wick, you want to be able to use the wick again, that's called you're putting out the fire, almanas to be burner to use the fire again in the same place. Then that's not called a kilki yibichayiv. Mashenk, in the other two cases, you're putting out the fire, why? Because you want to save the shemen. So right now you're doing a kilkul. You're being mekalka, putting out fire. It's not almanas livnos, you don't want to build it up again. You don't want to have to use it again in this place. You want to use the shemen for a different purpose. Or else the whole nair, the whole lamp is burning up. You want to save the lamp. So you're putting out the fire, not almanas livnos from kaimayim, but just to put it out. That's called the kilkul, that's why you put it. So that's pshat Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi holds in the first two cases, you put there because it's called the kilkul. But when you put out the wick, almanas, you want to burn with this wick again, like tomorrow, so you're putting it out now, almanas livnos, that you'll be able to use the wick again, bin kaim in the same place, that's why you chayiv. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi says, v'chi mechab alotashim mishum chayse de shemen. If you put out the fire, it's time because you want to save the oil. Or else from there, you want to save the lamp. Haino time with the potter, the ksovar. That's livnos from kaimai heavy soiser. Rashi kol mekalkul the Shabbos heavy potter. Really, every time you're making a kilku, you do a malacha. That's be mekalkul. You're potter for Shabbos. The lav haynu meleches machsheves. That's not called meleches machsheves. You're potter. Or bezoy v'soiser tefnan v'yovas malachas. You have a kasha then. How come one of the lamates malach is a soiser breaking down a house? The churenecha kilku godem is there. You're breaking something. The teretz is the mechayim soiser amanas livnosu. The reason why you're breaking is because you want to build up a new house. So you can't build up the new house unless you break down the old house first. Therefore, even the breaking is not called a kilkul. It's not called you ruining. It's rakat. It's called you starting to build up a new house. If you're going to build up the new house in the same place, that's when you're chayiv for this kilkul, this stira. But if you're knocking down this house, I'm not to build up someplace else, light. That's called right now knocking down as a kilkul and your potter. The melech is kibui. Putting out fire is also called a kilkul. It's doimit is soiser. The chain kareya. Same thing when you rip a beged. Dumi the soiser is also really called a stira. Olochi tanan, the Mishnah said later, ha kareya amanas litfor. The only time you chai from melech is kareya ripping, if you're ripping with afka, I'm going to have to be able to sew the beged back again. Like it's not nice now, so you have to rip it. To be able to sew it nice again, you chai for the kriya, that's called a tikkun. The same thing erasing. When you erase something, mechik is chayiv, I it's only kilki, you're ruining the letters. It's not amanas lichtoiv. You only chayiv for mechik if you erase amanas to write again. The kulam soiseninu, hilkach, alapsila chayis viday. If you're putting out the fire to save the wick, is eina ela lahadlik. Why are you putting it out now? Because you want to save the wick to burn it again. Hilkach mechaba nas lahadlik. You're putting it out, I'm not to use it again. Hainu bimkoimoi, that's called bimkoimoi. That's what Rabbi Yosef says, yichaya, that's called a tikkun. Abul ki chayas on air, but if you're putting out the fire just to save the lamp, oy al Hashem, and you want to save the oil, v'al apsilom, and just time to save the wick. Einoi chas, v'einoi choshes, im ashlichoi, you don't care now if you throw it away, if you throw away the oil, afilu tzorech l'shem and lahadlik poi psila cheres, burning and lighting is in the psil itself. It has to be in the wick. Calls the man you're just worrying about the oil or the lamp, that's called Shvaybim. It's only Shaykh to Saiser and build up with the wick itself. Because the wick is what you're putting out now, and you're going to use this wick again later. V'chivon di'ein machshavis. Machshavis seifel aslahadlek tzilezeh. Ein kan oid binyin. Demokam stira. That's why you put in the first cases. Since in the first case, you're not thinking about the wick, only thinking about the oil or about the lamp, it's called the stira kilkum. Udutani shuai sepechem. What does it mean that the wick yichayiv? If you want to save the wick, it makes the pechem, makes it into a coal. Claim up. Mevnei shem oisim pechem. Mitchilasa v'yemedes lasso lachas bayor. It's meant to use for a wick to light with, and you're going to use it again. V'ikir binyi b'mokim stira. That's the pshat. That's pshat according to Rabbi Yosi. That's called yichayiv. Because this stira, this putting out the fire, is called a tikkun, because you're going to use it again to burn it in the same place. So that's only by psila, not by the shemen. Right. Good. Right. So the omalei rabba, michti, have a kash on this. Kol meleches, all the melech, lama tes meleches, yafin lo me mishkan. We learn it out from what the melech was by the mishkan. For us, I have a kash on you. Soyser al manas livnoi shloibim koimahu. Where was the Melech Estir in the Mishkan? They took down the Mishkan. Now when they took down the Mishkan, it wasn't down Manas to build it in the same place, because whenever they took down the Mishkan, the Pshat is they had to move and put it up someplace else. So every Estir was down Manas to live in Shleibim Kaimai. So how could you, Rabbi Yossi, say Yoni Chayiv if it was done Bim Kaimai? The Teretzir Shani Hossam Kivu Nechziv Api Hashem Yachnu is Seisar Al Manas live in Bim Kaimai Dami. As about wherever they went was a Pi Hashem, so Zai taking it down, Zai putting it up is called Bim Kaimai. It's the Mokum where Hashem wants you to be. So that's called, you're like Saisa now, Al Manas to build it up in the next place where we have to stop a Pi Hashem. So there is Kshivis, you're building in the same Mokum. But not in the Mishkan, any other place, you only Chayef for Stira, if you have Das to build up the same place again. That's one Shani Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yechon says another pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yechon, no, I'm a note. You're the one Rabbi Shimon Tzirulei. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon. So what? That I'm loch ashen tzirich legufis taka potrulei. That's why if you put out the fire, every kibbutz is potter. If you're just doing it to save the oil or save the lamp, you're potter. Rabbi Zeh, we had a kasha there, and why does he say, if you put out the wick, to use the wick again, you chayif? Or my shnop sila? According to Havmin, it was when you put out a wick, you're just putting it out now to be able to use it later. It shouldn't be burnt up the gamri now. But you're not gaining anything by putting it out now. It's not called you need the kibui. The Terence says no. Kidiyama Rav Hamnuna. Vitema Rav Adam Rava. Hocha, we're talking about the psilo shet sarach lahavavo askinon. We're talking about such a wick that you did not burn it before Shabbos. It wasn't burnt once. Now the mice of a wick is usually is good to burn it once, then put it out, and the putting it out is misacking the wick that the next time you use it will burn much better. So we're talking about such wicks that you mamish need the melechus kibui. It's called tzrich legufa. This is the case where you need the melechus kibui. By putting out the fire, the goof, putting it out, makes it into a better wick. So the next time you light it, it'll burn better. To behi, afilu Rav Shimon moida. In such a case, such a melechus kibui, even Rav Shimon is moida yichayim. That's called the melechus tzrich legufa. You need the kibui. You can't say you'd be better off if the wick wouldn't be burnt altogether. Because if the wick would not be burning altogether, you'll never make the wick into a good wick. The only way you can make a wick into a good wick is by letting it burn and then putting it out. The kibui makes the wick into a good wick. So the Maram, you call Masakin Mona, because you'd be Masakin Mona with this kibui. Oh my Rabba, they can only have a raya for this pshat in the Mishnah, that this pshat in Rabbi Yosi, Tiktoni Shuwaisa Pechem. It says it's making it into a pechem. He's now you're making the wick into a good coal. For like Tiktoni Mifnei Shenasas Pechem, because it was already made a pechem. Shema Mina. Mashmi, it wasn't a pechem, it wasn't a good wick yet. You're talking about a wick that wasn't burnt at all yet. So now this is the first time you're burning it. So the kibu now, that makes it into a good wick. You'd be misak in the mana. That's the case where you need the kibui, that's when you chayit the kibu midiraisa. Trashi shuwaisa pechem, shu miskavin mamish, la soisa kimin pechem achshav. You have kavona now to make this wick into a coal. Alma be kibui had sarwach lagufa mari. We're talking about such a kibu taking out the fire that you need to take out the fire. That's the only way you'll make this kli into a kli. It's not the pshat that it was a pechem before. It was a good coal before. Shubavah, that it was burnt already before. The nimni lemeima taima mishum debas binyanhi. That's come up another time. Yika binyan b'mokim stira. Mashen came b'shemen of an erd. L'shayach bu binyan stira. As you know, you have to come on to teretz before where it's called a stira. Not a stira, but posh the teretz now. That's not gemina where it's called a melacha tzrich legufa or not called tzrich legufa.
So the Mishnah. Al sholosh averos, for three averos, noshim meisis b'shas leidosim. That there some happen that Isha will die b'shas leidosim while she's giving birth. Al sheinim zeros benidah, if an Isha is not nizra and hilchas nidah, b'chalash doesn't give up challah when she makes dough, u'v'adlokas haner. If you're not nizra and adlokas haner for these three averos, hamol kana an Isha could die b'shas leidosim. We'll soon see. For the Gemara Nida my Tama, what happens by Nida? Omer Rav Yitzchak, he kilkolo bechadre bitna. He she did a chet nogeit hilchas Nida that comes to the dam, comes out of the stomach, comes out from the ipnim. Lefikach tilka bechadre bitna. Therefore, she get an einish b'shas later, which the vlad is coming out from inside. For the Gemara Vazoi Tenech Nida. That's good nida, like it's called a mida keneged mida. Since she did a chet nogeit to the inside of her, she'll be punished b'shas something inside of her. Or b'challah b'adlokas aner ma'ikla neima. What has challah got to do with b'shas leida, b'shas the inside of an isha? B'adlokas aner. And the Gemara could darish u galila or leida rab chizda. Like a certain galila person from galila dashed in front of rab chizda. And he said, Oma kodesh baruch hu. Revi'ez dam nasati b'chem. Every person has like a revi'ez dam that he lives with. That's called the person lives, he needs at least Revi Yisdam to live with. Is Aliske Dam Misarti Yeschem? Shno, I nazi you on Iske Dam means Al Nida. So therefore, if she's not Nizer in Hilchas Nida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away your dam, will kill her. Reishis. Is that Yeschem?